WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns.
The nations of Britain, France, and the United States of America have marshaled their righteous power against barbarism and brutality.
In the form of three precision airstrikes, as called for by President Trump, launched at what the three countries suspect are chemical weapons production and research facilities in Syria. It comes as retaliation for last week's suspected chemical attack in Douma, killing dozens of civilians.
It seems quite clear that this is not about broadening U.S. involvement in the Syrian civil war. He bookended it with the desire for America not to be in Syria for long, and persuasion potentially for Russia and Iran, who back the Syrian regime, to distance themselves from the use of their chemical weapons.
That's correspondent Nick Payton Walsh. Russian officials today say there will be consequences to the attack, with an ambassador calling them an insult to President Putin. U.S. officials say they notified Russia only after the strikes had been launched. State media in Iran, meanwhile, reports Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei is calling the airstrikes a military crime. A committee of Virginia lawmakers is advancing a budget plan that does expand Medicaid, but it tightens part of a work requirement plan that House lawmakers approved earlier this year.
Lawmakers are taking another stab at passing a budget after attempts during the regular session ended in a stalemate over disagreement about Medicaid expansion. One of several new amendments added would mean certain Medicaid recipients who don't meet work requirements for any 3 months out of a 12-month period would likely be removed from the program. The requirements can be met in various ways, including job search activities. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We are hearing from the D.C. police officer who fatally shot a motorcyclist in 2016. Brian Traynor testified Friday at his administrative hearing. He was afraid Terrence Sterling was going to run him over following a chase through the district. Traynor said Sterling rammed his motorcycle into the door of his police car and pinned his leg. He said he fired twice to get his leg free. Traynor also said the situation developed so quickly that he forgot to turn on his body camera, which was a violation of department rules. The department ruled the shooting was unjustified and the Traynor should be fired. It'll likely be at least another week before the administrative panel makes its own decision. A father of two in Chevy Chase is accused of setting up a camera in his bathroom to secretly record at least 30 young girls as they took showers. Prosecutors in court say Jonathan Oldale hosted pool parties in his backyard, but he told the kids they had to take a shower before they left. Oldale's also been accused of putting a camera in the bathroom of a children's gymnastics facility in Silver Spring. Authorities say they also found evidence he distributed pictures and videos on the internet. He's facing 15 to 30 years behind bars. That quick signature you have to give following each credit card transaction is quickly becoming a thing of the past.
Visa card holders no longer have to sign a receipt. The company did away with the signature requirement today. American Express, MasterCard, and Discover got rid of their signature requirements yesterday. With the growth of chips and credit cards and debit cards, signing your name on a receipt was not really a deterrent to fraud anymore. However, you'll probably still have to sign at some checkout kiosks when paying with a credit card. It would take a change in software to make that go away, and there's no real benefit to making that financial investment. Rental car companies and many restaurants are still likely to require a signature, though.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Nats fall to the Rockies 2-1. O's lose in Boston 7-3. And the Wizards start the playoffs this afternoon in Toronto. We'll check on traffic and weather next.
You're already getting a tax break. Now you could win an extra
$1,000. That's awesome.
I'm so excited.
Listen every week to win at 9:05 a.m. and 12:05, 3:05, and 6:05 p.m. Hear the keyword and text it to 95819. That's 95819. You could instantly win $1,000.
Oh, my goodness!
Four chances for you to win every weekday. For rules and info, go to WMAL.com. Remember, don't text and drive. It's 4K a day on WMAL.
Here's a big secret organic grocery chains don't want you to know. It's called ThriveMarket.com, the largest online store in the country selling exclusively non-GMO organic groceries, all at guaranteed savings of up to 50% off. Their mission is to make healthy living accessible and affordable for everyone. Get started on Thrive Market today and receive 25% off your first order. Go to thrivemarket.com/talk. Prices are already discounted up to 50% off, and now they're offering an extra 25% off your first order. That's thrivemarket.com/talk. thrivemarket.com/talk.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Boll & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Schedule your MRI at Washington Open MRI at 866-MRI-ASAP.
7:05 now as we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center and say good morning to James Stanley.
Yes, Steve, thank you and good morning. A couple of issues on 66. That's construction out on eastbound right around the Capitol Beltway Express lanes with the left lane taken out. Right lane is getting by in a work zone on westbound 66 right around Leesburg Pike. All of the other lanes are blocked. Northbound 295 at Malcolm X here in the district. One right lane is blocked from a crash. And on the Beltway outer loop, the ramp to get onto westbound John Hanson Highway, one right lane is blocked with a stalled car. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another nice one today, mostly sunny, high 82, down to the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow, the rain comes in, highs in the low 60s. Right now, 65 in Dumfries, 64 in Silver Spring. We're at 63 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following stress-free moment is brought to you by Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union, home of the stress-free auto loan. Visualize Commonwealth One's team of loan professionals. Imagine getting a loan with no payments for the first 90 days. Breathe deeply as your loan terms are spread out for up to 7 years. Exhale slowly when hearing their low rates. Just finance your auto loan using Commonwealth One's online buying service powered by TrueCar and get rates as low as 1.49%. To apply, go to cofcu.org/auto. That's cofcu.org/auto. Why get all stressured getting your next auto loan? Enter a state of calm by going to Commonwealth One. APR based on applicant's credit and may vary. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required. Go to cofcu.org/auto for details.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel. I founded my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, because I know that small business owners never have enough time and money. Our cloud-based payroll starts at just $10 a month with free support. So keep your time and money. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning after the night that was.
9 o'clock, President Trump addresses the nation and announces a strike on Syria. An hour later, General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, addressed the media from the Pentagon. Three separate chemical facilities struck between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and the operations completed within the hour, according to that Pentagon briefing. John, the mission was a joint mission of the United States, France, and Great Britain. You've been at the White House all week. This comes as no surprise to you. On Thursday, a headline you wrote at Newsmax.com, "Is Trump forging coalition to take out Assad?"
He was. And it's very clear that the repeated phone calls to the Champs-Élysées in Paris and to number 10 Downing Street were to do what Barack Obama wanted to do in 2013, but came up short in trying to execute. And that is a tripartite coalition of the United States, France, and Britain that handles the bombing missions to make sure that the chemical weaponry of Syria's dictator Assad is destroyed once and for all. Repeatedly, reporters were informed that the president had spoken to French President Emmanuel Macron and, at least twice, to the United Kingdom's Prime Minister Theresa May. According to press spokesman Sarah Sanders, the president kept other allies abreast, including Israel and Saudi Arabia, but it was very clear from the intense contact with London and Paris, this president was going to attempt to do what his predecessor came close to doing but couldn't. I'm talking about Barack Obama in 2013, when the first evidence of chemical musketry emerged. And at that point, the president talked very freely about a bombing. The then president of France, François Hollande, was with him. And Britain's then prime minister, David Cameron, made it clear he would make it a three-pronged mission. But he went to the House of Commons in Britain, and the lawmakers voted no. Rather than go it with just Hollande and France, Barack Obama trusted Vladimir Putin and said that he told him he would get Assad to dismantle his chemical weapons. There was no strike against Syria. Clearly, President Trump, with fresh evidence of Syrian chemical weapons, went where Obama didn't.
John, the evening address by the president, in contrast to the circus at the White House briefing room Friday afternoon, the James Comey book coming out, the back and forth between the president and the former director of the FBI, along with the pardon of Scooter Libby, with all of the internal assault on the president in the United States, inside the United States, interesting that the allies are sticking with him in a mission that could certainly create problems in their relationships with Russia.
Yes, they certainly could. Now, President Macron has made it clear that he has got some severe differences with President Putin and, in his presence, denounced Russian interference in the French elections last year that brought him to power. I might add that Emmanuel Macron is someone who operates with near political impunity. The major parties in France essentially imploded in 2017, and Macron's new On the March movement controls the parliament in France and the presidency, and he has no political rivals on the scene yet. Simply put, Macron can do what he wants, and he did in Syria. As for Theresa May, it's another story. Yes, she's probably worsened the relationship between London and Moscow, but that was expected. In case anyone's forgotten, a defector from the KGB and his daughter, who were now citizens in London, were poisoned, and she blames the Kremlin for this. The Kremlin has responded by denunciations of the British government. But Theresa May is someone who operates with a minority government in the House of Commons. She nearly lost power in the last parliamentary elections. And in this case, she did not go to Parliament for approval, as her predecessor, Mr. Cameron, did. She just took this action with Donald Trump. One can expect a prime minister whose popularity is, well, shall we say, modest, will be taking hits on Monday, particularly from the leader of the opposition, Jeremy Corbyn, and others who simply either hate Donald Trump, hate the U.S., or don't want Britain to take bilateral action abroad. My guess is that what Theresa May did, she did at not a price, but a sacrifice. We'll see what she has to pay for it.
Well, John, we need to talk about this whole back and forth between James Comey and President Trump. And it just strikes me to see a former director of the FBI talking about the president appearing as though he wore goggles in the tanning salon. I mean, it just doesn't get any more trite than that.
No, it doesn't. And James Comey is someone whose statements were contradictory about what the FBI was doing during the presidential election and what it was doing with Hillary Clinton. And I would have to say that James Comey is someone who's lost a lot of political capital in the recent weeks and in the months since he's firing. I'm certainly not suggesting Donald Trump has gained from it, but look, here is someone who, when the president fired him early on, had sympathy across the board. Civil libertarians, former FBI agents, and just opponents of Donald Trump in general lionized Jim Comey. Now, as he goes out on the speaking tour, as he uses language such as suggesting the president is a mob boss, and as his contradictory statements are held up for the nation to read, he's someone who is losing respect among his former colleagues. Many current and former agents resent the publicity given this director. Former director Louis Free wrote a book. He details differences he had with President Clinton, how he privately vowed to stay on until there was another president, which he did, and promptly resigned. Yet there's no name-calling in his book. There's no invective, and there's no self-aggrandizement. Jim Comey has all of those in the excerpts from the book that we're already seeing in the paper. My prediction is he does not gain a lot of capital, but rather loses some as he goes out on the book tour and intends to sell a few books.
We will continue our conversation with John Gizzi right after a quick check of the traffic and weather. What's the latest, James?
Yeah, Rick, thank you. And WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. Just getting word we've got an overturned vehicle on the Beltway. It's the inner loop just past I-95 over to about College. We're starting to see things stack up already because of that. Only a far left lane is getting by. We do have police already directing us around it, though. But again, that's a left lane getting by on 495, the Beltway inner loop right at 95 to about College Park. Here in the district, 295 northbound, just past Malcolm X Avenue, we've got a right lane blocked with a crash. And an accident in the clearing stages on 95 southbound, right before Lorton, still has a right lane blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are looking for sunshine today of a high of 82. Overnight lows down to 59. Some showers possible tomorrow, high 62. Morning rain on Monday with a high of 59. Clouds on Tuesday, only up to 53. We're at 63 in Washington right now, heading to 82. 717 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues, and our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, continues. John, you're batting 1,000 on predictions because last Saturday you did tell us that Paul Ryan would announce that he would not be returning to the House. He did make that announcement this week, and a number of people were surprised. We weren't, because you told us he would. But the question mark at the end of the week is, who will succeed Paul Ryan? The president, as you wrote, says he'll remain neutral. However, late in the week, Paul Ryan says he recommends Kevin McCarthy.
Yes, and again, let's put it on the table. I was right about Ryan leaving. I was certainly wrong predicting what many in the House Republican Conference were telling me, that Republican whip Steve Scalise, a national hero for surviving that shooting during the baseball practice in which a gunman opened fire on House members, was the heir apparent to Speaker Ryan's gavel. As it turned out, he's not even going to run, and he's endorsed Kevin McCarthy, the number two man in the House Republican hierarchy as majority leader, the man that many felt in 2015 would become speaker until he unexpectedly pulled out of the race and Paul Ryan was truly drafted to become Speaker of the House. The fact is that it is now McCarthy's turn. Or is it? Steve Scalise may be out of the race, but a number of younger, more conservative Republicans associated with the Right of Center Freedom Caucus are going to take a good long look at Speaker. I talked to Congressman Mark Walker's staff. He's the North Carolina firebrand and emblematic of those who join the Freedom Caucus and feel their leadership is not conservative enough. My guess is McCarthy is a strong favorite to become Speaker, but in the end, it all depends on whether Republicans keep Congress. And that, as we know, is a iffy proposition.
So a couple of new faces around 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, John Bolton and Larry Kudlow.
Mm-hmm.
You picking up any kind of a change in direction on either of those two fronts?
All right. John Bolton is someone who was controversial among Trump's non-interventionist base, the Pat Buchanan wing of the party, the Americans who admire Brexit leader Nigel Farage, are tied together by the glue of non-intervention. They would not have U.S. troops going into Syria, U.S. bombers going in as they did last night, or any U.S. presence in Iraq or Afghanistan. So far, Donald Trump has maintained all of these things and gone a step further with the Syrian bombing. My guess is that this is something that John Bolton has had a hand in, and frankly, in a week on the job, or actually 5 days on the job, he's already removed three top staffers from the NSC, including spokesman Michael Anton. My guess is that John Bolton, former U.N. ambassador, known interventionist, is putting a stamp on the administration's foreign policy early on. As for Larry Kudlow, we don't know yet. Let's see what happens when the tariff wars that the president has long threatened come about. Kudlow, going back to his days in the Reagan administration and in the private sector, is a free trader, if ever there was one. Break down the borders and allow us to trade and beat the competition is his motto. It's a surprise that he even joined the administration. But mark my words, Kudlow will be heard, and the trade war may not go to the battlefield after all. We'll find out.
The offices of Michael Cohen, known as the president's attorney, raided by the FBI early in the week. The reaction around the White House, what do you make of it?
Well, the reaction around the White House is that Michael Cohen is someone who is long reputed to have been a mob lawyer, and this is something that he has long denied. There were also some questions about how long he would stay as the president's personal attorney. And Sarah Sanders made it clear she only deals with White House matters. She didn't have an answer on the status of Counselor Cohen. My guess is that's kind of a weak answer to voice confidence in someone, and we will see Cohen fade out of the Trump orbit sooner rather than later.
And finally, the pardon of Scooter Libby, the significance at this point in history.
The president put out a strongly worded statement underscoring the fact that when Chief Witness Judith Miller recanted her testimony and a three-judge panel of the D.C. Court of Appeals unanimously restores Scooter Libby's law license, then some restitution is due the former chief of staff to former Vice President Cheney. The president did precisely this when he gave him a full pardon and thereby restored his civil rights as if he and his family had not been put through the ordeal of the trial that ruined his life. Now, he can't get back a lot of years and a lot of public humiliation, but he certainly has a degree of triumph today. Yesterday, the timing of this, though, prompted many questions at the White House. The president believed that Scooter Libby was the victim of a special prosecutor run wild. That sounds like a reference to the current special prosecutor and Mr. Trump's nemesis, Robert Mueller. He can simply point to the example of Scooter Libby and how he was proven right in the end to say that a special prosecutor needs to be faced down. Just one thing that we may hear about again, if and when the president tells Robert Mueller, out of here.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Follow him by simply Googling Gizzi on politics. John, thank you and have a great weekend.
I'm looking forward to this weekend and to the never-boring saga at the press room.
7:25, Saturday morning update on WMAL. And coming up, we will talk with Steve Burns, get the very latest on two of our home teams in the playoffs. And we will talk with Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson.
Congress has approved and the president has signed the biggest tax overhaul since the Reagan era. This new law includes lots of changes, many of which are going to affect the way you plan for retirement. That's why Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is offering a simple two-page 2018 retirement tax and benefit guide. It's a handy reference tool listing all the numbers you'll need to understand the tax changes. For example, it includes the new standard deductions, which tax bracket you'll be in, the contribution limits for different kinds of retirement accounts, and lots more. This is information that will help you figure out how the changes affect your 2018 taxes. That way, you'll have plenty of time to make any necessary adjustments to lower your tax obligation next year. Call 571-577-9968 to get your free retirement tax and benefit guide. That's 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abraham Abish does not provide legal or tax advice. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish.
7:26 Saturday morning update. Steve Burns is here, and we've got good news and bad news. Why don't we start off with the bad news and leave it on a high note? What's going on with the Nats?
The Nats are off to a slow start. They are 6-8 to open up the season. They lost again last night to Colorado, 2-1. It's the second night in a row they've only scored one run, and to make matters worse, defense is starting to show some lapses. There was a key error last night by Trey Turner. The last time they were two games under 500, as they are now, was nearly 3 years ago.
Oof.
So this is kind of a new territory for the team. Obviously, still early. The adage is it's a long baseball season, so we'll see what happens.
All right, let's get to some good news.
The good news is the Wizards open up the playoffs tonight, although there is a tinge of bad news to this as well. They have it was already a tough task. They're playing the top seed in Toronto. But, however, they've lost guard Jody Meeks. He's been suspended 25 games for a drug violation. He denies it. He says he'll appeal it, but with the NBA rules right now, he will not be able to play during that appeals process. So a tough task, even tougher right now for the Wizards.
Caps also in the playoffs.
Caps also in the playoffs, and it's a familiar feeling for a lot of fans because they lost Game 1 to Columbus on Thursday night. A lot of fans already throwing in the towel, but it's, again, still early in the series. Game 2 for the Caps and Blue Jackets is Sunday night.
All right, so the good news is at least we're in the playoffs.
Right.
Thank you, Steve.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from the CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary treatment that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. That gives you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The airstrike targets in Syria were carefully selected, Pentagon officials say, in conjunction with the UK and France, aimed at chemical weapons research and production facilities. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, says Russia was only notified after the strikes were launched.
We specifically identified these targets to mitigate the risk of Russian forces being involved, and we used our normal deconfliction channels. Those were active this week to work through the airspace issues and so forth. We did not do any coordination with the Russians on the strikes, nor did we pre-notify them.
A Russian ambassador calls the strikes an insult to President Putin. Iran's supreme leader is calling the leaders of these three countries criminals. Pro-Second Amendment rallies are set to happen this afternoon at state capitals all across the country, including Richmond, D.C., and Annapolis. Organizer David Clayton says they want to show they're just regular people, not with any nefarious motives for owning guns. There's also a second objective, he says.
It's not all about just getting out there and making noise so people hear us. It's also being able to connect with your neighbors that you've never met, some people in your community, or people from across the state. It's about unity of the American people.
He encourages demonstrators to bring unloaded guns, but only if the state allows it. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame gets some new members today.
Out of 19 total nominees, this year's new class of rockers include Bon Jovi, Dire Straits, Nina Simone, gospel pioneer Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who gets a nod for recording one of those tunes credited for opening the door to rock music in 1944. Fans of the Moody Blues and the Cars are finally seeing those bands inducted.
It's interesting that I'm going back to Cleveland to do it.
Cars co-founder Rick Ocasek says it's a kick going back to the city where he first ever played live at a Hootenanny.
To test out how it is to write songs and play them in front of people.
Let's go!
It's good timing for Ocasek. Next year's ceremony moves back to New York. I'm Scott Carr.
Sports, the Nats fall to the Rockies 2-1. O's lose in Boston 7-3. The Wizards start the playoffs this afternoon in Toronto. Traffic and weather's next.
Larry O'Connor here to share with you what could be the easiest way to sell your home. The Reynolds team with Keller Williams is launching their very first 24-hour offer on your home guaranteed program. Call the Reynolds team today to receive an offer on your home within 24 hours. No hassle and no gimmicks. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds are making it easy for the D.C. metro market to get their home sold without hassle. And you pick the closing time. The Reynolds team was named the top team in the D.C. metro market by the Wall Street Journal. They sell a home every 24 hours. Don't settle for just any realtor when you can hire the best, with even more great options for you, like the 24-hour offer on your home guaranteed. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Debbie and Sarah Reynolds. Call them today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
7:33, now checking back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yes, Steve, thank you and good morning. We're just getting word we've got another overturned vehicle, this one in Maryland on Fingerboard Road. That's along Highway 80 through there. It's on the eastbound side, right around Jamsville at Big Woods Road. Police on the scene, they've dispatched a wrecker and an ambulance. There could be some injuries through that area. Still trying to right this vehicle that turned over on the Beltway, the inner loop between I-95 to about College Park there. Only a left lane is getting by. Several of those right lanes still taken out. Lots of emergency vehicles. Can't miss it. And on the Beltway, that's a disabled vehicle. Just got moved over to the shoulder westbound the outer loop right at John Hanson Highway with the right lane still semi-blocked through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny, up to a high of 82 today. Low 60s tonight. Rain coming in tomorrow in the low 60s. We're at 64 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So why choose Baird? Unlike some discount brokerage houses, the Wise Investor Group at Baird can be there when you need us most. We provide you with an investment and risk assessment sounding board, ensuring alignment between your goals and your financial plan. We can show you right where you stand, what needs to happen from here, and keep you on the right path for you and your family. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Sure, you could have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you do that? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you got to listen to Joanne from Connecticut. She wrote in and said, my husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Exactly. Imagine the bags and the puffiness under your eyes completely gone. That's years off your appearance. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains natural ingredients for incredible results, safely and quickly. It's really as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's and her husband's in 12 hours or your money back, guaranteed. And right now, it's the perfect time to try Chamonix's brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy, sagging eyelids. Order Genucel today and get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift absolutely free. Go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720, call now, express shipping is also free. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com.
Ever wasted time, money, and way too much energy trying to find a parking spot? Lucky for you, there's Spot Hero. Spot Hero lets you reserve a great parking spot and save money wherever you go, from the work week to the weekend. Just search for a spot, pay to reserve, and go. With the Spot Hero app, parking is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
The following 60 seconds of stress-free listening is brought to you by Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union, home of the stress-free auto loan. Yeah, getting a car loan can really mess with your stress. But hey, Commonwealth's been decompressing auto loans for years. They're flexible, with no payments for the first 90 days. They're mellow, with loan terms spread out up to 7 years. And they're so affordable. Just finance your auto loan using Commonwealth One's online buying service powered by TrueCar and get rates as low as 1.49%. To apply, go to cofcu.org/auto. That's cofcu.org/auto. Why get all strazzled applying for an auto loan? Just go to Commonwealth One and be totally chill. APR based on applicant's credit and may vary. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required. Go to cofcu.org/auto for details.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
You're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, advising producer on the National Geographic Channel's Chain of Command and a CIA-trained intel operative. Tony, great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
9 o'clock Friday night, President Trump announces to the nation that a joint mission of France, Great Britain, and the United States are attacking specific targets in Syria. Tony, what do we know of the targets?
Well, we know that they were directly involved in the chemical attacks. That is to say that according to the analysis which has been done, and by the way, Rick, you know, there's been a what I would call a strategic pause over the past 4 days to actually do the checking on this. And apparently these are the facilities which were materially involved in the attack. This was a precise attack using very precise weapons. That was apparently coordinated, according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, in advance with the Russians. So the Russians knew what we were going to hit, and was meant to essentially be, as President Trump said, an attack that is meant to deter any future use or further use of chemical weapons.
There will be a briefing later on this morning from Pentagon officials. And, Tony, the fine line that the United States and, for that matter, France and Great Britain are walking with Russia. I mean, Russia is backing up Assad, but we go ahead and tell the Russians, hey, here's what we're going to do. It's kind of an amazing tightrope walk.
Well, it is, and I think this is exactly as you portrayed. It's a tightrope walk. Look, we have to find a way to both settle the region as best we can. That is to say that return governance of some form to the region, because that was what created the loss of governance is what created conditions for ISIS and Al-Qaeda to essentially take off and be successful. So we got to help fix that. With that said, the Russians are not our friends. The Iranians are not our friends. And frankly, the Syrians are not our friends. We have to be aware of the fact as we deal with this and put this all back together, we believe there's been something we've been calling the Damascus Pact. that alliance between those three countries, which essentially is opposing us in most policy issues. So we all recognize we have to defeat ISIS, and I think that's what the common goal is for the region. But, Rick, you know, let's not fool ourselves. Vladimir Putin is a thug. His long-term objectives probably do not probably we would not appreciate or concur with. So we have to understand that this is a short-term alliance for necessity's sake to settle the region and defeat ISIS. What happens after we're done with ISIS, we don't really know.
So the president reached out to Russia and Iran in his address and suggested that they might have a better relationship with us than they would with the murderer Assad. I'm paraphrasing there, but in essence was what he was trying to say. What's in it for Russia with Syria? Why do they maintain that relationship?
There's a number of strategic objectives that Putin has put forth. First, and I think most obvious, he wants to return the Russia to the prominence of the old Soviet Union to make it a superpower again. To do that, he has to have influence in critical areas. One of those areas is the Middle East. He's been able to return to immense influence within Syria after losing that during the Cold War, as well as in places like Egypt. Egypt right now is posed to accept a billion-dollar plus a deal of Russian hardware, military hardware. So that's what that's what's in it for Putin, is influence. I don't believe for a minute he likes Assad any more than he would like any other leader in the world. I don't think there's a favoritism. I think it's all about influence and what they can get out of having the presence there. The Russians do have clearly ships that port there in Syria, as well as military influence regarding airstrips and troop movements. So that's what Putin's doing, and that's why we have to be concerned.
So we take this step, Tony. What are the next steps, both short-term and long-term, between the United States and Syria?
Yeah, great question. I think short-term, we have to continue to finish the job we started regarding ISIS. Everybody recognizes that we've defeated ISIS in Iraq. It's now in Syria. We have to continue that. Secondly, we have to make a determination of how we want to handle the security of the region. I'm one of those who supports President Trump in calling for our withdrawal from Syria. With that said, I don't think we should completely leave the scene. We've talked, you and I, Rick, about this Gulf and Red Sea Treaty Organization, a NATO of sorts, to help to organize our allies in the region for their own collective security. I think that should be our focus, is trying to find a way to help our allies in the region work to establish their own security, and we step away.
All right, let's turn to the domestic front, Tony, and certainly plenty going on. James Comey, your thoughts on James Comey, the book, and the back and forth with the White House?
Well, you know, it's interesting that Comey, in his book, apparently has gone into immense detail about even the color of his underwear he was wearing in the Oval Office when he's talking about these things. I mean, talking about hand size and color of things. Well, apparently he didn't really want to include anything that came out in the IG report yesterday regarding Horowitz and what all the terrible things he did. So it's a battle of the narrative. And frankly, Rick, I don't think Comey's doing that well. If you go through the report that was released by the FBI IG, you're going to find that Comey is materially responsible for the conditions that created McCabe, Stroke, and all these other folks to act out. So I'll be curious to see how the public reacts to his book coming out, but if you look at the factual nature of the IG report, it discredits any possible integrity Comey may claim that he has in the book.
Well, apparently the book does not seem to show any evidence of anything illegal committed by the president.
Right.
It does show evidence that Comey can't stand the president, though.
Yep.
What about the questions around the former Attorney General Lynch?
Well, I think it's very clear that, you know, they're talking past each other because neither wants to accept responsibility for actually doing things which were illegal. I mean, for goodness sake, Rick, you know, an investigation is an investigation. It's not a matter. And it doesn't really matter if Comey pushed back on that or not. Clearly, Ms. Lynch used her influence on Comey to essentially try to crush the investigation. That's not proper. And I do believe that there's something illegal about that. I don't know the statute, but I'm pretty sure that shows that he he were showing favoritism and trying to influence an investigation. So to me, it's all black and white. The evidence of their wrongdoing is beyond the shadow of a doubt. It's there. It's factual. You know, what Comey says about the president, as you point out, is all essentially, you know, things that a disgruntled employee would say about their boss, and that's what he is.
You mentioned the Inspector General's report on Andrew McCabe, former deputy director of the FBI. What stands out to you in that report?
Well, I think the specific instances of lying. I mean, let's not call it, lack of candor. What it is lying. And what's notable is that the things that they went after Lieutenant General Mike Flynn on and got him to basically plead guilty to, McCabe clearly the report shows he McCabe did that, lied. And so it's clear in my mind that McCabe not only should lose his pension, he should be put before a grand jury to see if they would indict him for lying to the FBI. I think they would.
Tony, the country has been in an uproar over Facebook and privacy issues and the security debate. I think to you and to me, really, none of this comes as a secret. I mean, we've talked about this for a long time, that data is being utilized and distributed, and everybody has all kinds of data on us. But I guess there was a reason this one stood out to everybody.
Yeah, look, there's a virtual you and me out there. I mean, Rick, Amazon has you, eBay has you, and Facebook has you. They all have you. And this is something I think we all have to understand. So I was not necessarily surprised about what Mr. Zuckerberg said. I will say this, though. The entire business model that Facebook's been using to make the billions they do is all about selling you. It's all, and I simply cannot believe that anybody did not recognize that. And so at this point, Rick, the reason we're seeing this is because the Trump folks figured out a way to use the data that Facebook had allowed the Obama folks to use in their election. So it's all about the fact that conservatives figured out how to use it, and they didn't like it. And I think that's why we finally saw Facebook showing up to talk about what they've been doing with data.
You know, Tony, it's interesting with the attention on the Pentagon Friday night. You think about all of the logistics and the planning that goes into a mission like this. It is kept secret. And it just struck me that so much of that process and procedure you have shown in the chain of command as to how the Pentagon works. Obviously not on this mission, but in general, how these operations and things are put together.
That's a great point. Yeah, look, for those who have not seen the series, they can actually go through and see how we were able to deploy to Iraq. And you do see a great deal of the behind the scenes. And of course, Rick, you know, we have to have a balance. We don't want to give anything away to the enemy, show how we do things. But viewers will get a complete sense of the sacrifice and amazing work of every soldier, sailor, airman involved in the war on terror. And it will show. It does show how we were able to push ISIS out of Iraq into Syria, which, of course, is what the focus of the attack was yesterday.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, advising producer on Chain of Command at the National Geographic Channel. Tony, as always, thank you so much.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
7:48 now on the Saturday morning update on WMAO. We'll chat with Cheryl Atkinson next, but first, a check of the traffic and weather.
Hey, Rick, yes, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. Police on the scene of a couple of overturned vehicles. We'll start with the first one. It's on the Beltway Inner Loop between I-95 to about College Park. That's where we're seeing the stack up. It's closer to College Park, but it's got only a left lane getting by. Right lanes are still blocked through there. This other overturned vehicle is on Highway 80 through Maryland. It's at Fingerboard Road. Eastbound lanes affected between Big Woods Road, Green Valley Road, that general area. Just watch for it. Lots of police activity this morning. I-95 southbound right before Lorton, still have a right lane blocked with an accident. They're working now on getting that picked up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are looking sunny today with a high of 82, overnight lows to 59, showers tomorrow, high 62. Monday morning rain, high of 59 during the day, and then clouds on Tuesday. Right now in Washington, 65, heading to 82, 7:49, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update here on WMAL. And each week it is great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. And you catch Full Measure. It's every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 7, also on News Channel 8 throughout the day. Cheryl, as always, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, much attention has been paid to privacy breaches this week from Facebook accounts and other social media. But one that we haven't heard a lot about is the potential for a privacy breach with the home DNA testing?
Yeah, I think when people hear this, they're going to go, of course they do that. But it's just something that I think a lot of people haven't put any thought into. Those really popular home DNA test kits, it turns out Lisa Fletcher investigated this for us for this week. They make a lot of money off the kits, but the real cash cow is some of these companies are developing a DNA database with your DNA data that you send in. And that's estimated to be worth in the coming years hundreds of billions of dollars to them.
What kind of information is in that data that you're giving them?
Well, it's our understanding that they can sell the information or cull through it themselves. But who would they sell it to? Well, perhaps, for example, a pharmaceutical company with researchers who are looking for new and interesting genes or genetic mutations or genetic material. For example, let's say you don't know it, but there's something unique about your genetic makeup that's resistant to a certain type of cancer. Well, that could be used to develop a vaccine or a biologic medicine that could generate billions of dollars, and not only would you never see a penny of it, you wouldn't even know that they ever did this with your genetic material.
Wow. Well, we've seen the sensational news all week long in many different areas. But with that volume of sensational news this year, we're not hearing that much on the Hill about the national debt. But I did a little tabulation. It apparently has increased $700 billion just since the first of the year. There are some people concerned about it, and you're talking with one of them tomorrow.
Yeah, economist Peter Morici, who is someone who thinks, like a lot of people do, this is something we should be paying closer attention to. And I got to thinking about it because I've worked in Washington, D.C. for a long time, and it used to be that it was talked about a little bit, at least among some Republicans, and also among some fiscally conservative Democrats. Well, I don't hear really anybody talk about it anymore. And so I wondered, you know, is this an issue? We've hit over $21 trillion in our debt, which means, you know, informally, I would say that we have $21 trillion in bills that we have no way to pay. And we're still, you know, racking up more and more money and spending more and more. So Peter Morici will tell us why he thinks it's something we ought to be more focused on.
It's fascinating to watch the real-time clock as the debt increases and just watch these six-figure numbers fly by as you're watching it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I recommend people, if you search the National Debt Clock, there's a website, and you can watch all of these numbers, like you say, fly by. I mean, it's just stunning.
You know, we generally think of MRIs as part of treating illnesses in the hospital, not causing illnesses. But the wife of a high-profile actor has had a terrible time with MRIs, and tell us about that.
We first broke this story last year that Chuck Norris, his wife actually, had had a series of MRIs, and long story short, got sicker and sicker each time from the gadolinium, the chemical that's in many MRI dyes. Now, the government used to insist, as did doctors, that this toxic chemical was quickly urinated out of your body. But it turns out that they learned at least some years ago, there's dispute over how long they've kind of kept this quiet or whether they've kept it quiet, but it actually is retained in the bodies of some people. It can kill you. So, you know, they're activists now that Norris isn't trying to get this in the forefront. Well, since we aired our first story last year, the FDA finally scheduled a long-delayed meeting and issued some new warnings about MRI dye that I bet you haven't heard anything about, even though these are very common in the U.S., and I bet you didn't know that in Japan and dozens of countries in Europe, since we aired that first story last year, they've banned these gadolinium linear dyes, as they call it, but not in the U.S. The FDA says, hey, the benefit still outweighs the risk here in the United States, even though many other countries disagree. So it's hard to find this information that I'm talking about, so we're going to update our story and let you know what's been going on the MRI dye front. And we'll also update you with a new visit checking in with the Norrises.
Interesting. Is there a choice that you can make of dyes when you go in for an MRI, or is it one dye and that's the only choice you have?
There are different brands made by big, big companies that make a ton of money off of this, and they're investigating whether there's certain properties to some of the dyes that make them stay in the body longer. So in my story, you'll see the list of the dyes that the FDA now says are more likely to stay in your body longer and possibly do harm versus dyes that are still retained but not in as quite as big of levels. But I think, you know, what most people are moving toward is some of these companies are going to phase out these kinds of dyes over time. There's going to be new warnings. There's supposed to be new patient medication guides that go out, but 4 months later, none have been put out yet. But I think that, you know, you need to ask questions. If you need MRI and they say you need dye, you need to find out, do I really need it? It got to be so commonly used because it was mistakenly thought it was harmless. So they were kind of using it sometimes in instances when maybe it wasn't that necessary to get the detail that, you know, that it sometimes brings on instances where it is needed. So I think you just don't want to get dye if it's not completely necessary. And then you need to read up on what they're learning, the latest thought is about which are the more risky dyes.
Very interesting. That's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, ABC 7. It's Full Measure each week with Cheryl Atkinson. As always, thank you. And that's really helpful information for people that may be undergoing an MRI at some point.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
7:56, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
It's springtime, and when your allergies hit, the symptoms go beyond a stuffy nose, itchy eyes, and heavy sinus pressure. Allergens that irritate you are everywhere, from environmental substances like pollens and trees to airborne mold spores. And with every season, allergens are on the rise. Take control of your allergies once and for all. Prevent allergies naturally. And finally, take control and improve your immune system. For a limited time, purchase a spring allergy relief package at the Rozelle Center for Healing for just $125. Includes diagnostic response testing, a health and wellness assessment, an acupuncture screening, report of findings, and more, all valued over $375 for just $125. Visit RozelleCare.com and click on Special Offer for details and to purchase. That's RozelleCare.com or call 703-698-7117 to take advantage of this limited time spring allergy special offer today.
So you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust. This is Vince Colonnaise, and I recommend you call Frank Prindle. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Consider Carolyn's story. With both of her parents deceased, she was tasked with selling their now empty home in as-is condition. Unsure of her options and needing an agent she could depend upon, she heard about Frank Prindle. She knew right away Frank was the right agent. And within 3 weeks, Frank sold her home, as is, for an astounding $75,000 over list price. Frank's been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran, and I'm proud to say I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD or online at itrustfrank.com.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jane. Garden Sense follows the news at 8 o'clock right here on WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
If you were diagnosed with cancer, you would seek immediate help. Heroin, opioid, and alcohol addiction are diseases which will kill you. Call 1-800-RECOVERY and you or your loved one can receive local, world-class inpatient treatment within 2 hours. Call 1-800-RECOVERY.
You want to pay off your mortgage faster? Network Capital can make it possible. You want to pay for home improvement? Network Capital can make it possible. You want to combine first and second mortgages, eliminate mortgage insurance, even consolidate debt? Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call Network Capital Funding at 800-700-8068 and find out how easy achieving your goals can be. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a word on fusion cuisine, where you mix one country's food with another one. I always call that stew, but whatever gets you to dessert. But whether you like a French vichyssoise with Thai chili oil, or you're more into the fusion of American burger and French fry, you'll save more for that meal at Motel 6. It's an intriguing mix of clean, comfortable, and low prices, or as we fusionistas call it, clicolo. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Potomac Petals and Plants wants to be your new florist and garden center this spring. For the best selection of the highest quality plants, colorful flowers, fertilizers, and more, shop at Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.